This is the reading for February 28th. Psalm 59. God, save me from my enemies. Protect me from those who come against me. Save me from those who do evil and from murderers. Look, men are waiting to ambush me. Cruel men attack me, but I have not sinned or done wrong, Lord. I have done nothing wrong, but they are ready to attack me. Wake up to help me and look. You are the Lord God, all-powerful, the God of Israel. Arise and punish those people. Do not give those traitors any mercy. They come back at night. Like dogs, they growl and roam around the city. Notice what comes from their mouths. Insults come from their lips because they say, "Who's listening?" But Lord, you laugh at them. You make fun of all of them. God, my strength, I am looking to you because God is my defender. My God loves me and he goes in front of me. He will help me defeat my enemies. Lord, our protector, do not kill them or my people will forget. With your power, scatter them and defeat them. They sin by what they say. They sin with their words. They curse and tell lies. So let their pride trap them. Destroy them in your anger. Destroy them completely. Then they will know that God rules over Israel and to the ends of the earth. They come back at night. Like dogs, they growl and roam around the city. They wander about looking for food, and they howl if they do not find enough. But I will sing about your strength. In the morning, I will sing about your love. You are my defender, my place of safety in times of trouble. God, my strength, I will sing praises to you. God, my defender, you are the God who loves me. Leviticus chapter 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel and tell them, if someone makes a special promise to give a person as a servant to the Lord by paying a price that is the same value as that person, the price for a man 20 or 60 years old is about 101/4 pounds of silver. You must use the measure as set by the holy place. The price for a woman 20 to 60 years old is about 12 ounces of silver. The price for a man 5 to 20 years old is about 8 ounces of silver. For a woman, it is about 4 ounces of silver. The price for a baby boy 1 month to 5 years old is about 2 ounces of silver. For a baby girl, the price is about 1 1/2 ounces of silver. The price for a man 60 years old or older is about 6 ounces of silver. For a woman, it is about 4 ounces of silver. If anyone is too poor to pay the price, bring him to the priest, and the priest will set the price. The priest will decide how much money the person making the vow can afford to pay. Some animals may be used as sacrifices to the Lord. If someone promises to bring one of these to the Lord, it will become holy. That person must not try to put another animal in its place or exchange it, a good animal for a bad one or a bad animal for a good one. If this happens, both animals will become holy. Unclean animals cannot be offered as sacrifices to the Lord, and if someone brings one of them to the Lord, that animal must be brought to the priest. The priest will decide a price for the animal according to whether it is good or bad. As the priest decides, that is the price for the animal. If the person wants to buy back the animal, an additional 1/5 must be added to the price. If a person gives a house as holy to the Lord, the priest must decide its value according to whether the house is good or bad. As the priest decides, that is the price for the house. But if the person who gives the house wants to buy it back, an additional 1/5 must be added to the price. Then the house will belong to that person again. If a person gives some family property to the Lord, the value of the fields will depend on how much seed is needed to plant them. It will cost about 1 1/4 pounds of silver for each 6 bushels of barley seed needed. If the person gives a field at the year of Jubilee, its value will stay at what the priest has decided. But if the person gives the field after the Jubilee, the priest must decide the exact price by counting the number of years to the next year of Jubilee. Then he will subtract that number from its value. If the person who gave the field wants to buy it back, 1/5 must be added to that price, and the field will belong to the first owner again. If the person does not buy back the field, or if it is sold to someone else, the first person cannot ever buy it back. When the land is released at the year of Jubilee, it will become holy to the Lord, like land specially given to him. It will become the property of the priests. If someone gives to the Lord a field he has bought, which is not a part of his family land, the priest must count the years to the next Jubilee. He must decide the price for the land, and the price must be paid on that day. Then that land will be holy to the Lord. At the year of Jubilee, the land will go back to its first owner, to the family who sold the land. You must use the measure as set by the holy place in paying these prices. It weighs 2/5 of an ounce. If an animal is the first one born to its parent, it already belongs to the Lord, so people may not give it again. If it is a cow or a sheep, it is the Lord's. If the animal is unclean, the person must buy it back for the price set by the priest, and the person must add 1/5 to that price. If it is not bought back, the priest must sell it for the price he had decided. There is a special kind of gift that people set apart to give to the Lord. It may be a person, animal, or field from the family property. That gift cannot be bought back or sold. Every special kind of gift is most holy to the Lord. If anyone is given for the purpose of being destroyed, he cannot be bought back. He must be put to death. 1/10 of all crops belongs to the Lord, including the crops from fields and the fruit from trees. That 1/10 is holy to the Lord. If a person wants to get back that 1/10, 1/5 must be added to its price. The priest will take every 1/10 animal from a person's herd or flock, and it will be holy to the Lord. The owner should not pick out the good animals from the bad or exchange one animal for another. If that happens, both animals will become holy. They cannot be bought back. These are the commands the Lord gave to Moses at Mount Sinai for the people of Israel.
Chapter 7.
The Pharisees and some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus. They saw that some of his disciples were unclean because they ate without washing their hands. The Pharisees, like all of the Jewish people, don't eat unless they have properly washed their hands. They follow the traditions of their ancestors. When they come from the marketplace, they don't eat unless they have washed first. They have been taught to follow many other rules. For example, they must also wash their cups, jars, brass pots, and dinner tables. The Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples follow the traditions taught by our ancestors? They are unclean because they don't wash their hands before they eat." Jesus told them, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites in Scripture. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is pointless because their teachings are rules made by humans. You abandon the commandments of God to follow human traditions." He added, "You have no trouble rejecting the commandments of God in order to keep your own traditions. For example, Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother must be put to death.' But you say, 'If a person tells his father or mother that whatever he might have used to help them is korban, that is, an offering to God, he no longer has to do anything for his father or mother. Because of your traditions, you have destroyed the authority of God's word, and you do many other things like that.'" Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and try to understand. Nothing that goes into a person from the outside can make him unclean. It's what comes out of a person that makes him unclean. Let the person who has ears listen." When he had left the people and gone home, his disciples asked him about this illustration. Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand? Don't you know that whatever goes into a person from the outside can't make him unclean? It doesn't go into his thoughts, but into his stomach and then into a toilet." By saying this, Jesus declared all foods acceptable. He continued, "It's what comes out of a person that makes him unclean. Evil thoughts, sexual sins, stealing, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, cheating, shameless lust, envy, cursing, arrogance, and foolishness come from within a person. All these evils come from within and make a person unclean." Jesus left that place and went to the territory of Tyre. He didn't want anyone to know that he was staying in a house there. However, it couldn't be kept a secret. A woman whose little daughter had an evil spirit heard about Jesus. She went to him and bowed down. The woman happened to be Greek, born in Phoenicia in Syria. She asked him to force the demon out of her daughter. Jesus said to her, "First, let the children eat all they want. It's not right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She answered him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat some of the children's scraps." Jesus said to her, "Because you have said this, go. The demon has left your daughter." The woman went home and found the little child lying on her bed, and the demon was gone. Jesus then left the neighborhood of Tyre. He went through Sidon and the territory of the 10 cities to the Sea of Galilee. Some people brought to him a man who was deaf and who also had a speech defect. They begged Jesus to lay his hand on him. Jesus took him away from the crowd to be alone with him. He put his fingers into the man's ears, and after spitting, he touched the man's tongue. Then he looked up to heaven, sighed, and said to the man, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At once the man could hear and talk normally. Jesus ordered the people not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them, the more they spread the news. Jesus completely amazed the people. They said, "He has done everything well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute talk."